Yes.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Kashaf Munir?
Who's this?
This is Perry with Local Splash.
With what?
This is Perry with Local Splash.
Yeah, this is Kashaf.
Yes, hi. Yeah, this is Perry with Local Splash. I just want to check in with you regarding the Google Guarantee program. Is this a good time?
Yeah, I guess. I'm out in the field, but yeah, if you want to ask, yeah, it's been working. I pause it because people like, you know what I mean? They like people, they want people to come right away. You know what I mean? I got like 2-3 people that I just paid for because I couldn't come the next day. I mean, I couldn't come right away. I told them I'll come tomorrow. They're like, nope, I need somebody right now. Click.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I just paused it so until I'm not busy. I'll just reopen it then. But they want somebody right away.
Gotcha. Yep. Yeah. So I did
see the being, it was working. But how much? What is my bill right now for them?
Let me double
calls, and I converted basically half of them. Like three of them were the ones I got, and that's the other three were just like questions, and that's about it.
Let me double check here for you. So it's already been paused. I know that you are too. So at the moment for this month, it's already a little bit higher than what the initial budget that you had wanted to keep at. But right now it's at $668.95.
Yeah. So I don't understand my weekly budget. How did it go over my monthly budget?
Yeah, it was because of the maximizing
budget,
lease. Yep. Yeah, because Google needed to take a few weeks to accommodate the change that we did to get a couple weeks ago. So that was due to that. So rest assured, because you already have an agreed monthly budget of, let me see the amount here, of $435, when the new month comes around in November, we'll still invoice you for just that $435 for now. The remaining balance can be then added on for December if you like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's cool. Let's do that. But I mean, is there a way I get those calls could be analyzed? Like I got charged for somebody asking me price over the phone.
Yeah, for sure. All of our leads, the lead calls are recorded. And we do have a team that does analyze and check out the ad to see if it's, check out the lead, if it's eligible for dispute. So like people calling in for, help on their own personal projects or tips and tricks, price checking, things like that, those unfortunately are considered valid in Google's policies. However,
really?
That doesn't stop us. Yeah. However, that does not stop us here at Local Splash from disputing it anyways. And try
yeah,
it out to
so
see
can
if
you analyze them and let me know which one we could dispute technically? Cause
sure. Yeah.
I don't understand how they line people to freaking just call for a question like that. You know what I mean? It's like I have to be smart and tell them like no. You know what I mean? Like, then that feels like I'm being rude and this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are different ways to go about like saying no or just cutting the conversation short because your time is precious for sure. So like what I can see right now, there are 7 leads that have come in since the beginning of October, October 5th through the 10th. So 7 total leads. Of these 7 so far, 2 of them are not charged to you at the moment. Those 2.
5 of them are? So then 5 of those were fucking $600? Holy shit.
So it's what it would do is that basically 7 of them come through. And then once the calls are reviewed, then it becomes either not charged, because of the disputes that we're doing. So it's 668, I think I said, for the 7 calls together. And 2 of them are not charged. So any, like, invoicing dispute credits will be received by you within 40 days. Because that's when Google provides us that credit as well.
Yeah, they're charging me $95 a call, and then the lady on the phone was like, you know, when you first started this, I mean, like, without the maximization, it used to be like 30, and then it just tripled this fucking amount.
Yes,
and then
there is
all I got was like 3 calls out of it for $700. That is insane.
So that's the average of, let's see here. Average cost, per disputed lead is, per undisputed lead is $62 right now. $61.53.
Yeah.
Almost double what, we had before.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 7 calls that got converted, you're saying? Well, 6 calls converted?
So 7 total calls came through. But two of them are already disputed, and we're expecting to receive credits from that already right now. So
and
the other one,
68 is part of that.
No, the 68 includes all the charges together.
Yeah.
So
that's
going to
get deducted from the 668 if they do.
Oh yeah. So once, once we receive the credits on our end, that's when we pass it over to you, to the business owner. Because credits are generally received, within 40 days of when, within we got that, confirmation that we got.
So what is considered a for sure dispute?
Yes. So spam calls, obviously, like people that's calling that's not related to your business whatsoever, asking for a service that you don't provide at all and that we don't have enabled in the profile. They're calling from a place, associated that you do not service and we don't have it enabled in the profile itself. Any calls that are placed outside of the set business hours also are not charged to you whatsoever. So basically before 7, after 8 on weekdays. So basically those type of calls, will not be, considered valid
What do you call it? So basically people calling me and asking me a question about pricing and all that, those are all considered valid.
Price
like,
checking.
How much this cost and how much that cost?
Yes,
just
sir.
Just checking pricing, I'll have to pay like $70 for that? I mean,
price checking is considered
that
valid,
yeah. That sound right.
So yeah,
I'll have to pay Google like $70? That is insane. That makes
yeah,
no
so
goddamn
like,
sense.
We can change this bidding mode back to the max per lead. And we can change it back to 33 if you like, or control it where you can set an exact amount that you would be willing to pay for a lead.
Yeah,
but
I don't understand. How is Google screening the customer? Like, doesn't it ask, like, what do you need and what are you trying to get done? Do you need a service call? Or like, you know what I mean? We can't, you know, tell the customer, like, hey, don't be asking fucking questions about how much each shit costs. Like, and then fucking not going... Majority of the time, in my experience, what I know, when they're asking prices over the phone, they're just window shoppers. Mm-hmm. They ain't 99% of the time, they're not going to go with you. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this long enough to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, price shopping isn't just limited to, like, obviously HVAC, but other verticals as well. So it's not something that's unique to this vertical. But it is, unfortunately, considered valid per Google's policies. And while Google does have automated process that screens calls, where some messages that do come in are automatically labeled as not charged sometimes. And that's as a result based on some factors that Google is not really willing to share with us. But we do know that certain like calls that are really abrupt, maybe last for a couple seconds, no voicemail, sometimes that is automatically marked as not charged. Other times it might be a robocall, which is obviously something Google can detect, and it would also be marked as not charged. Anything that falls through the cracks of Google's own automated screening system, then we have a team here that listens to every single call to determine whether or not it is valid, a valid lead according to Google's policies. Yeah. So going back to the main issue at hand with the cost per lead that we have trouble with right now, we can disable maximize lead bidding mode and go back to the original bidding mode.
Well, it looks like that was the only way it's working is by maximizing it. I wasn't getting no calls when it was on regular bid. It was just
yeah,
on
so
and then, you know what I mean? No calls.
Yep. The regular bid
like,
was...
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, so maximizing bids is basically like allows Google to bid on our behalf and there's no actual max per lead cost. But we can go back to the same mode But instead of going back to the same cost per lead of $33, $34, we can set an amount that we're willing to pay for. So 50, 60 tops, things like that. That's not the same of what we did before, but it is kind of like between the two modes. Does that make sense? There's the two extremes.
Mm.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Is that right?
Yeah, so like, so
I don't know.
There's two bidding
modes. Maximizing
lead,
there's no limit on it, huh? It could go.
That's what they say.
Like in the busy season, I won't need to turn on maximize lead. Just do regular, like 30, I don't know how, does the minimum, like the, without doing maximization in the busy season, does that, the minimum changes on that? Because supply and demand stays the same.
The minimum is always the minimum. It doesn't go lower than that. But, the average.
We turn off. Oh, what is the average cost per lead in, like, in the middle of summer versus right now?
Yeah, that's something that we can't see. We can't see, like, the competitors, pricing.
On average.
What they have set.
Usually.
With my limited information, I would say it could go to triple, basic minimum cost per lead. So for the area that you're in, it could be triple, so almost $100.
Could be, yeah. Screw all that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I was getting plenty of calls without any freaking Google guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm just using it. Yeah. It seems like it's helpful in the neutral season. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like that's definitely okay if that's something that you want to do. Disable it during the busy seasons, enable it during the slower seasons. It's pretty flexible in that regard. But with this cost, per lead right now, I think maybe we want to disable maximizing leads and try to go back to the original bidding mode with a max cost that we're willing to pay for, but to not set it at the minimum of $33, but to increase it to something that you're a little bit more comfortable, paying for, a max cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Because we don't have to make any decisions now, especially since we're paused ad, and you won't be paying for your monthly budget until November anyways. So by November, beginning of November, we will invoice you for $435, which is what you had initially agreed upon, the budget. And the difference of the $435 subtracted from the current $669 total, that difference will then be applied for the December charges, if any, on top of that. Does that make sense?
That means total. Say it again?
It does or doesn't, I'm sorry.
No, what were you saying? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, right now, like, the agreed upon budget that you have is $435, right? So because the October total cost has already surpassed $435, the true cost right now, as I stated earlier, is $668.95.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, over, like, 230 and some change, that different amount will be applied in the December invoice. Okay? So just to clarify.
Like, if I would have not have paused my shit, people would have still been calling, they would have still been calling me. They would have still been charging me, huh? If I would have paused my account.
So what would happen is that the algorithm would, take into effect, and it would know that the weekly budget, the monthly budget that we have is already overboard. And even though you did not manually pause, if you didn't manually pause the ad, Google will automatically remove the green checkmark badge from your ad and automatically pause it already on your behalf, even though we didn't toggle it. Does that make sense? So the ad will still be there, and any calls you get after that point will essentially be free.
So what point?
So I was saying the algorithm for the maximizing leads bidding mode, while Google was learning that, once they finish learning and adapting to that mode, Google will have already noticed that the monthly budget has been exceeded, and they will automatically disable and pause the ad on your behalf without even
using it. Right now, they don't do that?
No, they do that. It's because we changed that bidding mode, so it took a little bit of time for Google to realize what was going on because of that change. So, like, right now, you have it paused. It will never go and become enabled until you choose to do so.
Yeah, so like right. Now Google knows that my monthly budget is 400. It will never exceed that?
No, it won't. Yeah, it will never exceed that. It will never exceed that now. Yeah.
Even though it went over this time? Or you guys are going to say, oh, we went over, we'll just, you know, prorate it to other months.
No, it was because of the automatic.
Like that.
I'm sorry?
If that happens, I'll fall behind like that.
You're behind like that? No. So this
fall behind
automatic,
like that.
Yeah, the bidding mode was the reason why Google needed to take some time to get used to the algorithm, the change that we made together a couple of weeks ago. So this amount, yeah, it shouldn't have exceeded, but it did.
Okay, so if I go back in there and enable it, if Google's gonna know I'm over my budget, it's not gonna charge me. But if somebody decides to call me, they're not gonna charge me, right? That's what I'm understanding is.
Basically, yeah. So Google will see that.
I have a hard time believing that, but.
Yeah, because Google will see, because inside the dashboard you can see as well, there's a setting that talks about budget. So Google will see that you already exceeded that.
Can you hold on real quick, please? Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So we were talking about the budgeting, things like that, and how it did exceed, but it shouldn't exceed anymore. And you had concerns about how you decided to enable it now. Google will see that the amount of leads and spend that has already been spent exceeds that budget amount. So even if you enable it right now, your ad will still appear, but it will not have the green Google Guarantee checkmark badge. And without that badge, that means that
it's not going to take those votes. And then the top is the same too.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, yeah, so I just wanted to...
I'm working while I'm talking.
Of course, yeah. So I don't have... Yeah,
so your prorate the amount... Yeah, your prorate the amount, I understand that, yeah. But
yeah.
I'm going to test it out. So, I mean, you got to give me something in writing that says that. Like, I leave it enabled, and what my budget is set at for the month, that I don't touch it, once I reach my budget, Google is going to stop charging me. And I'll still be getting the leads for free. If you could send me that in writing, then I'll believe it. Because I have a hard time believing you right now.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to clarify that. So if you do enable it, your ad will still appear, but it won't have that green Google Guarantee checkmark, that badge.
Okay.
And that badge is what...
I'm sorry? That's what they're charging for. That's what they're charging for,
right.
Showing that badge.
Correct. And that badge...
So not everybody shows up just because you don't have a badge. Somebody else can show up in there without a badge? No, right?
No, yes, they can, but very, very unlikely because only the businesses with the ads that have it enabled with the badge appears higher. So everything else that do not have the badge will appear lower. So because our budget for this month already exceeded that budgeting amount, it will not have the badge anymore, and it will appear below all the other as all the other businesses that have the badge.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, the, according to the Google guarantee with the maximization, $500 a month is nothing. You can get rid of that in like one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Google does try to allocate that evenly across the weeks of the month, but as you can see here, it fully spent it in about a week and a half or so.
Yeah, I mean, that is insane. They're charging me like fucking, it seems like if I don't get that money back, they're charging me $90 right now per lead.
Mm-hmm.
That is way too much.
Yeah, so that said, I feel like we should go back to the other bidding mode. And apply a max cost per lead that you're more comfortable with.
Which should be what? Right now, it's what, $30?
The bare minimum is $33. Bare minimum. So it should be higher than that, is what I'm suggesting.
It's $33 right now? And what do you suggest we put it at?
Oh, no, before it was $33. Before. Right, that's the minimum. But
right now,
need spending mode.
Yeah, without the maximization, we shouldn't be on freaking minimum. What do you suggest we should be at?
I would say at least 60.
Yeah.
So okay, nearly double that. Nearly double the minimum.
Yeah. And then how does Google determine, like, that, oh yeah, okay, we can give it to him. It's all basically dependent on supply and demand or what?
Supply and demand, yes, is one of the factors. Also, the competitors, what they have their own settings for. What's their bidding mode? If they have the max per lead bidding mode like us that we're thinking of doing, what is the max per lead that they're willing to pay? Is it more than 60? Is it less than 60? There's other factors, reviews, ratings, the service area, service hours, etc. That's not just a
service
cost.
Good right there. Let's do that, and then, you guys are going to auto-charge me. When are you guys going to charge me? You have all my card info and everything.
In November. First week of November.
First week of November.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay. So I'll jot this down in notes, and I'll send you an email as well so you have something on paper, so to speak, and then go from there, okay? Does it sound good?
Yeah, just so you know, you got my email address, right? You call me back to the Gmail?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cool.